Good morning, this is Kerry for Present Moments, and the emotion that I'm going to explore is satisfaction. This word satisfaction for me conjures up some quite kind of negative imagery and negative other words. So smugness, a sense of having done everything that needs to be done, which leads to a bit of inertia. The image that comes to mind is of a kind of plump cat sat on a cushion, knowing that all its needs and whims will be looked after. It's kind of smiling. And those are not particularly nice words or images. It's kind of all to do with ego. And I also know, though, it's really important to be aware and recognise your achievements. And that some people use that feeling of satisfaction to kind of motivate them to do something else. So I want to get into this emotion. I want to feel satisfied, but I've got all these kind of barriers of negative connotations that are getting in the way. So the project management technique that I'm going to use, it's about emotional intelligence, and I'm going to put a link to a diagram which I found underneath here. So emotional intelligence, it's a little bit more psychological, a little bit more coachy than some of the project management techniques that I've used before. And this particular diagram, it sort of shows the emotion at the centre. So the emotion is satisfaction. And then your performance and your decisions and your behaviours are around that emotion. But kind of holding that performance, those decisions, those behaviours in place are four separate kind of elements. So there's awareness, expression, reasoning and management. So I'm going to look at each one of these in turn in relation to my kind of insecurity around the feeling of satisfaction, and really try and, I want to kind of nail satisfaction and sort of switch it around in my head a little bit and kind of be able to take away the positives from this feeling. And maybe it's just the wrong word, maybe I need to find some new words. So if you have any sort of positive words about satisfaction, let me know. But I'm pretty sure that getting deep into the emotion and what it means for me will help me feel more satisfied in a positive sense. So maybe it's best to tell you what I'm satisfied about first. So I've said in previous blog posts that I really want to write. I want to be a writer. I want to be a published writer. That's the big dream. And I, about 6 months ago, started working on some stories and some writing. And that is a kind of covering a really personal topic, and I knew that I had to sort of get these stories out and get this writing out if I was going to progress to creating something kind of less personal and maybe more creative. So I've kind of finished doing that. So I set myself a deadline for March. I'm going away on a retreat in March, and I wanted to have completed it by then. And I've had some periods where I've worked really hard every day and some periods where I've had to leave it for a while because it's been difficult. But I had a little burst recently. I've been reading a book by Elizabeth Gilbert called Big Magic, which is kind of really inspiring. And I've kind of done the first sort of raw draft. It's not finished, but it's everything's there to play with now. So if I start looking at this kind of emotional intelligence diagram, awareness, I can say that I did set myself a target and I've completed it. I don't know whether it's any good, but it's, what is good is that I have worked through everything that I wanted to say and I've got everything down on paper, and now I need to edit it and embellish it and kind of take a little bit of time away and then come back and relook at it, I think. So just getting everything down on paper is a really important thing for me. So expression, I've really expressed myself kind of deeply in this writing. It's a combination of imaginary stories and personal stories, and then explanations around and explorations around that story. So it takes a little bit like this blog, it takes a particular situation and then tells a story about it and then looks at it a bit more deeply. So I don't feel that I've like dampened my expression, or I don't feel that I could have done more. I feel that it's quite raw and vital. So reasoning, I've explained the reasons why I don't kind of particularly get drawn to the idea of satisfaction. And part of that is because I don't want it to stop me. I don't want to feel satisfied and done. I want to feel like I'm keeping working and I've got more to give. But I know those qualities are in me anyway. And, you know, if I look, I can find evidence that I have, you know, that I am motivated and I do keep striving. So there isn't really any reason why this sense of accomplishment should stop me. And recognizing that I'm feeling that might often kind of helps override things. So management, I need to do some next steps. I want to send my writing to a few people that I trust. But in terms of managing the emotion of satisfaction, I know the things I don't want to do. I don't want to be boastful or do any ego stuff. But I want to really, yeah, maybe it's recognition and being kind of seen a little bit to myself. So I'm going to treat myself, I think, not in any grand way, but I'm going to do some kind of activities that are really nourishing for me. I'm going to look after my physical well-being. I've got a whole day on my own tomorrow, which normally might be tinged with a bit of guilt about, you know, I should be writing, I should be doing this. But I'm actually going to do only things that I enjoy and choose those kind of in the moment. So that's how I'm going to kind of congratulate myself, I guess. So although I still feel a little bit uncomfortable with the idea of satisfaction, I feel a lot more comfortable with the idea of recognition, giving recognition to myself and using that as a kind of stepping stone to something else. And maybe the imagery around satisfaction should be something like turning a page. So looking at a piece of work, looking at a beautiful artwork or a really well-crafted something and thinking, okay, that's beautiful and that's there and that's within me now and I have that, it's real. But I'm going to turn the page and get excited about a new blank page where I can put my plans into action. Okay, thanks. Bye.